What do you think are the reasons for or advantages for Singapore's multiculturalism for theatre? Do you think it hinders finding a stable sense of style? Is there a Singapore style, or is the multicultural dimension by which theatre is formed in Singapore? Does that is it a direct result because of our multiculturalism?
I think theatre in any country reflects the society that it's born from and the community that it comes from. So naturally, as a multicultural, society, you would want to have that representation in theatre and in performance arts. So, and I think that has happened in Singapore, and I think it is extremely exciting, and I think that's one of the privileges of, working in Singapore, that you actually have exposure to I guess re literally really multicultural theatre and it's and to hear see the discourses and the kind of collaborations between different genres of theatre per se, as well as the different languages and different cultures. I think that dialogue is actually very exciting. And so for me, I think when I first started watching theatre in Singapore, it was very. I really watched pretty much English language theatre, and I grew up on that. And I think it's only lately, the last few years, that I've seen more and more, Chinese language theatre, Malay language theatre. And to me now, I see some of the most exciting work being done there, or multicultural. Multilingual plays, whether it's starting from Kuo Pao Kun's work or but there's a lot of work now that explores that, and I think that's something I personally am very interested in exploring. And it has been very exciting, and I think it's wonderful to have that kind of theatre community and that kind of theatre space where you have those opportunities for collaboration. And I think we don't realize or appreciate how rare it actually is, especially when you meet, say, international artists coming from, say, UK or America, where the language is predominantly English. I think there's a great wealth and diversity here that you get to see.
Do you think we concentrate more on a Western, canon of literature more so than an Asian one?
I guess if you're talking about the English language theatre in Singapore, then probably there's a natural inclination for that. Just as if you were talking about the Chinese language theatre, that would be more of an emphasis on the Chinese classics and the Chinese traditional art forms. And similarly for Malay and Tamil, language theatre. So if you're talking about English language, then I suppose naturally,
Naturally.
but having said that, I think increasingly there is more and more crossover.
Crossover.
Yeah, so it's not just you don't just see adaptations of Shakespeare nowadays, or there's a lot broader, and I think you realize that actually Singapore is ideally placed to explore that, or the theatre artists here have a very unique position and experience where they can actually, like you said, have this community where they can actually make linkages, quite easily, and have this dialogue across cultures and across languages.
Do you think our multicultural society lends to theatre artists knowing where the boundaries are? And what I'm trying to get at is, like, do we know, are there out of bound markers for us as theatre artists when we look at what is adaptation, what's appropriation, misappropriation? Do you think that lends itself to it, or
I think there is greater sensitivity, or I would hope that there's greater sensitivity, and rather than say, oh, this is some exotic myth from somewhere, but if you actually know people, or if you have friends who are familiar with that culture and with the history and you know, the heritage of that particular culture or race that you might be interested in exploring, then I believe, you know, artists here would be a bit more sensitive when adapting, and hopefully would adapt rather than appropriate.
Yeah.